This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker on your hump day. Thanks for joining us. It's 8:47 on this February 26th, on our way to wrap up this month and then move into March. All the way to Fat Tuesday, partying all the way. It has been no party for people flying in recent weeks, as we've seen fatal crashes, planes flipping over, near crashes, and other issues. Is it just we're hearing about these things all of a sudden more, or have things become more dangerous for airline passengers? We wanted to know. So we got a professor at the Center for Aviation Studies at Ohio State University to join us, Sean Pruchnicki. Professor, thank you for joining us. You're also a pilot and an accident investigator, so I think you're kind of uniquely qualified to help us understand. After seeing the video of that situation yesterday at Midway Airport in Chicago, where a plane's coming in for landing, and just as its front landing gear touches the runway, another plane moves in front of it. The pilot has to take off again to avoid a crash there. Are these things happening with more frequency now, or are we just suddenly hearing about them more?
Well, thanks for having me, Dave. You know, I tell you, there's a couple different aspects here. One is that, yes, over the last 3 or 4 years, we have had an increase in more near misses. Now, runway incursions, and that's what that is called, a runway incursion, when another aircraft enters the runway, and there's several different reasons that happens. We have seen an increase in those, and it can be pilot-driven or air traffic control-driven is why they happen. And our concern has been the pilot shortage. However, the other component to that is that the awareness, you're exactly right what you mentioned, the awareness has gone up. And people watching airports and cell phones and so forth have been watching and catching more of these. So it's both of these that have brought these to light, especially in light of these accidents. So it's a little bit of both. But we do have a problem in our airspace system, and there is an increase of these events.
Yeah, I want to ask you, you mentioned a pilot shortage. Does that mean that pilots are flying more flights, longer hours with less sleep? Does it mean that people who are less qualified are flying more flights? How does the pilot shortage contribute? And I hate the term near miss, because these are near hits. And that's what I'm more concerned about, is the hits, not the misses. But yeah. How does a pilot shortage contribute to either more crashes or more incursions where we have situations where they could have been far worse?
Well, first of all, let's be clear. It's actually controller shortages, that it's that we're so short on air traffic controllers. They're the ones that are working longer shifts, less days off. And it's, you know, when you're in those situations that, you know, we have, you become more error prone. You know, and that's understandable, right, in any job, let alone a job that is so difficult already and one that you basically have to perform perfectly. And very few of us have jobs that you have to perform perfectly on a daily basis.
Yeah, if I make a mistake, and I will point out, and this is a perfect example, you erroneously said pilot shortage a moment ago when you meant air traffic controller shortage. Well, nobody died because you said the wrong thing. If you're an air traffic controller and you do the wrong thing, people could well die. So then the question becomes, as we are seeing increasing numbers of flights and travelers and airport activity, but we have a shortage of air traffic controllers, how do you solve that problem? Do we have to limit the number of flights? Do we have to say we can't see the steady increase if we cannot match that with well-rested, well-trained air traffic controllers to prevent helicopters from flying into the air path of an airplane like we saw in that fatal crash in Washington, D.C., or to prevent one jet from crossing the runway while another jet is landing like we saw yesterday in Chicago, or like we saw all these other incidents that have happened that have been widely reported recently?
Well, it's a multi-pronged approach. One, we have to have more controllers. We need to hire more controllers. And when we do that, we're able to get the work schedules down to where they should be, like they've always been, and they can start meeting those rest limits. The other part of that is the National Transportation Safety Board, who has investigated these incidents over the last three or four years, has made numerous recommendations for things that the FAA and the airspace in general can do that they feel to help reduce the number of incidents. And for various reasons, many of those have not been acted upon. Now, most of us in the industry agree that if this administration in the White House actually wants to do something useful, which we haven't seen them do anything useful yet in this area, is enforce those recommendations, stand behind the NTSB and help the FAA enforce those recommendations, give them the resources they need to say, okay, NTSB, you say that these following things need to happen to prevent these near misses, and you're exactly right. Near miss is not exactly the word. They are near hits. Then let's do that. And some of those have been technology. You're exactly right. It's not just more controllers, but there are some technological advances that can happen to help reduce those. So I don't think necessarily reducing the number of flights are going to be the answer, because there's huge economical impacts here. And I don't think that stopping flying is necessarily the answer. It's still extremely safe. And what's unfortunate is these all have happened in a very short period of time. So it does give the appearance that, you know, the sky is falling, so to speak, right? That, you know, everything is disastrous, that we have had an amazing safety record still over a long period of time. But you're exactly right. Some changes need to happen, that our safety margin, although it's still robust, has started to erode even more than it already has over the last 10 years, and we need to put an end to that.
Yeah, and you make a good point. The nature of the beast is that we report the crashes, we report the near hits, we don't report the thousands of flights that take off and land safely every day, and we don't talk about, well, yes, we have seen a few hundred people injured or killed in incidents in the last several weeks. There have been tens of thousands of people who have safely arrived at their destinations without incident. Professor, we appreciate your joining us here on WWL. You still feel perfectly safe taking a flight if you've got to travel?
I did, in fact, just last week. I took 4 flights, and I have a couple next week, and I have no problem doing that.
Thank you, Professor. We appreciate you joining us here on WWL. I'm Dave Cohen. We got to get checked up on WWL traffic.
Big Time Rush, performing live in concert, playing every song from every episode and more. Big Time Rush, with special guests Caitlin Tarver and Stephen Kramer Glickman. Get tickets Friday, February 28th at LiveNation.com.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you 4 free 5G phones and 4 lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well-qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.